Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعض فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عن عبد الله بن السلام رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا أيها الناس افشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة السلام رواه ابن ماجه. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters and those listening at home, a group of companions came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they asked a question to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. They said and they asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, we find other people giving charity, meaning in the Muslim community, but we are unable to do so. We are unable to do so because we do not have that amount of wealth to give charity. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we still get rewarded? Because we find that the ones that are giving charity have gone far beyond us. They've gone so far away. There's a few aspects in this question, number one. Number one is our ideology and thinking and way of life is very different to that of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they're asking this question, why? Because they were haris for the akhirah. Meaning, they were trying their utmost best to receive the goods and the greatness and the bounties of the hereafter. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you also had the niyyah, intention, that if Allah gave you the ability, just like He gave them the ability, then you would also give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's actually a famous story in relation to this. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, who was a great muhaddith, also a great mujahid. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, when he used to teach hadith in them Islamic glory days, the easiest way to understand it, it's a bit like a football stadium. So you would have, whilst he's teaching hadith, 50, 60, 70,000 people. And you would have a mukabbir on each section. A mukabbir means so somebody relates, and then after what the person has related, somebody in a few rows back will relate the same thing. Then from somebody in a few rows back, will relate the same thing because there's no mic system. So Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, Allah gave him great piety and great ilm also and acceptance. So he would give hadith for to 60,000, 70,000 people. And the other half of the year, so half the year he would do this. And the other half of the year, he would go out in the path of Allah in jihad. So that's how his life was. Half-half he would do. And because of this, most people would flock to his dars also. Because he could tell you now stories also of jihad. So his aspect was that in the night he would go home, he would look at the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah had granted him great piety, he would say Allahu Akbar. In these days they would have rooftops. And on the rooftop he would say Allahu Akbar because it was intense heat. And he would read and read salah all the way, and they say sometimes until half the night or sometimes even Fajr. And next to him lived a blacksmith. And this blacksmith, he used to look at this. He used to look at Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He could see him. And he used to say to Allah Azza wa Jalla, "Oh Allah, I am toiling to make rizq. I am toiling to make a living. And I am earning halal. But because of my earning, I am so tired. But ya Allah, if I had the ability, I would have done the same thing. I would have done the same thing." And he said this with such sincerity. Why didn't just we just say it? And unfortunately, most of the time when we say things, we just say them. We don't mean any of them. But he added in such sincerity that when he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream. And he was far in Jannah. One of the great aspects in the ranks of Jannah. And they said, "How did you achieve such a place?" So he said, "I made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah, if I had the ability, I would have done what Abdullah ibn Mubarak done also. And Allah, with His utmost mercy, rewarded me for all of those nights." But what aspect that we are trying to relate here, that some, number one is, the messengers of companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're asking the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we want to give in charity, but we can't give in charity. We don't have enough. Because as we know, a person earns, he provides for the family, his necessities, and then he gives in charity also. So he says, we can't give in charity. Now, the difference of questioning of line is, the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to always look out for how can we achieve the hereafter. And they always used to be in a state of, it's not about this world, because they knew that the world was here for a small amount of time. You reach how old, how much? 60, 70, if you're living well enough, 100. 100 years, 100 years. What is 100 years since the inception of the world? Absolutely nothing. From the inception, from when the world started, to whenever the world will end. Wallahu a'lam. But what is 100 years in between that? Absolutely nothing. So they knew that we have to make our akhirah with this 60, 70, whatever years Allah has given us. So the line of questioning was for the akhirah. That if we want to give sadaqah, but we can't give sadaqah. And this is why in another riwayah, in another way, in another hadith or an athar, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, a great muhaddith, the son of Umar radiyallahu an, he says that I went to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, and we were praying, I was with him, we were praying janazah namaz in Jannatul Baqi. So we prayed the janazah prayer. After the janazah prayer, I was leaving, meaning leaving the Baqi. So I was then told by Ibn Abbas, "Oh Abdullah ibn Umar, do you not know that a person that prays the janazah prayer gets the reward of one qirat?" Let me explain what this means. And that person that then participates in the burial gets the reward of another qirat. And one qirat is big as Mount Uhud. One qirat is big as Mount Uhud. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala says, "I knew that you get a qirat reward for praying the janazah, but I didn't know that you get a qirat reward for burial also, being part of the burial." Then he says to Abdullah ibn Abbas, "By the qasam of Allah, I have let go so many rewards. I have let go so many rewards. That there are so many janazah and I have let so many rewards go." And it comes back to the ideology of thinking. Now imagine, we haven't done a certain deed. Or we find out about a certain deed. One is to say, "Alhamdulillah, I know something new." One is to say, "Alhamdulillah, I know something new." But the question we have to ask ourselves, when I find out about the deed, do I say, "Ya Allah, I missed out so many rewards in so many aspects of my life"? Because when we talk about worldly things, think about this, in the worldly aspect, if somebody says to you, "Did you hit Bitcoin? You know, Bitcoin, if you started it a couple of years ago, you would have hit certain amount of money. Now think, when somebody tells you this, and say it's a good friend of yours, and you think to yourself, now what would a person naturally think? I lost out on a 20 grand investment. Well, 20 grand is nothing, you get 20 grand now. I lost out on a 70, 80 grand investment. Straight away, he now thinks, I should have done it. Number one, he fears remorse. Number two, how do I do it? You're going to go to the person and say, help me do it. Because when it comes to the dunya, we are in such aspect that we ensure that we get whatever is available, even though the dunya is for a short amount of time. When it comes to the akhirah, oh man, it's okay. If we do, we do. If we don't, Allah is merciful. As we say, or as we have been saying, Allah is merciful. But that is not the way of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always look at the akhirah first. And this is why the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates in a hadith, also in a tradition, that do be the servants of Allah and look for the akhirah. Verily, those that look and strive for the akhirah, they will lose some in the dunya. But those that strive for the dunya will lose in the akhirah. And this is why there are times, that doesn't mean, as we said at the beginning, a person still has to work, a person still has to study. But our goal in life is always the akhirah. And that's the ideology of life that we are meant to be living as Muslims. And this is why, as we said, the tradition that we just read at the beginning, where Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala and relates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now Abdullah ibn Salam, he was actually a rabbi in Madinatul Munawwara. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Quba, he says to himself that we are told that the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Quba. He's coming to Madinatul Munawwara. So he says that I wanted to know if it's a true messenger, though he was a rabbi. So he says, I went in the presence of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I sat in the presence of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, the first words I heard from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, afshu salam, spread salam, wa at'imu ta'am, feed people, وَصَلُّوا الْأَرْحَامِ, do the ties, connect ties of relationship, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ, when people are sleeping at night, you pray salah, meaning pray salah when people are sleeping, تَدْخُلُوا لِجَنَّةَ السَّلَامِ, and you will enter Jannah peacefully. And this, he says, when I heard this, I said to myself that this can be only a messenger of Allah, this can be only a messenger of God saying such words. And he comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Messenger of Allah, I am one of the most respected in the community. I am a rabbi. My father was a rabbi. I am connected with the Jewish community. But O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me your hand so I can do the bay'ah and I can accept Islam. And this is all, as we said right at the beginning, it was by understanding that the akhirah is more precious than this dunya. And this is why, you know, simple hadith, simple, just one line, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates to us a whole chapter. Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, spread salam. Why do we spread salam? For muhabbah, for love, for guarantee that I will not say anything from my tongue or with any of parts of my body. And then, wa at'imu ta'am, feed people. Simple, feed people. This is, you know, as our teacher used to say, the restaurants came in, feeding people went away. Even if you have a guest now, if the guest comes to your house, you just say, you know, there's a restaurant just, you know, down the road. If you want to just, you know, come to the house via the restaurant, it's fine. There's a hotel just, you know, one street away. All gone. Wa at'imu ta'am, feed people. Learn to be people that, you know, run for the akhirah. And this is, but especially in today's day and age, you know, we are talking about a crisis of, you know, everything has gone up. And everyone understands this. But that doesn't mean that we leave our human beings If we are able to help people, we should help. This is the way of Muslims, that we sacrifice some of our own desires to help other people. And this is why that, and we finish off with this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, relating to Abu Talha, radiyallahu ta'ala an, an Ansari Sahabi, where a group of people came from outside of Madinatul Munawwara. They came to learn Islam. They came to spend time with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no food to give them. He had nothing in the house. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an announcement. This is the beginning of the Madani life. And he says that there is a few guests, two, three people. Is it possible somebody can take them, feed them, they can stay the night and come back to the masjid tomorrow? So Abu Talha, he says that I will do this. He goes home, and it's a famous story that we've heard so many times. When he goes home, he finds that his children are crying. He's a Sahabi. He has children. He has a wife. He's living in the same planet that we're living on, by the way. He has the same desires that we have. You know, they have the desire to eat. But one thing they had, that ideology of the Akhirah. That we are people of the Akhirah. We are not people of this dunya. And he says to his wife, that these are the guests of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, there is nothing in the house except for this small aspect in the pot. Meaning enough for two people. That's it. And so he says to her, imagine this, if we went to our house and told our spouse, I have a guest, and you find there's nothing in the house, we know what the outcome would be. Right? But here, she says to him, that don't worry, we will put the kids to sleep, we will pretend to boil this pot, and the kids will go sleep hungry. And then she says that we will sit with them, and we will dim all the lights. They used to have lanterns in them days. We will dim that also. We will pretend to eat whilst letting our guests fill themselves. Whilst they do this, and subhanAllah, they do this and they don't say, you know what? Let me put it on WhatsApp today. My great deeds I have done for the day. Let me tell everyone on Facebook how much I just donated. Let me tell, you know, X, Y, and Z I have done. They say nothing. Absolutely nothing. To the extent that guests don't even know they didn't eat. They come into the morning for the Fajr prayer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives revelation. And he says, oh, Abu Talha, and he calls him. And he says, tell me, what did you do last night? So now the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking. So he has no choice but to say. So he tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates that Allah sent down to reveal this verse. And this verse is, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That they prefer others over themselves, even though they are poor themselves. They don't have enough. You know, our way is, we can only give if we have a certain amount of money. I can only give if I have this much in the bank account. And we look at these numbers and just let the numbers grow, as they say. But it is to understand that we are meant to be people of Akhirah. And this is something, especially when we are in a crisis, as we said, this is a time to think to ourselves. Yes, Allah has blessed many of us. How can we help our siblings first? Find out, are my siblings struggling? Are my children struggling? Is my uncle struggling? I'm talking about blood. I'm not even going past the blood yet. Those that have blood ties with us, are they struggling? And then after this, then you can say, in my community, somebody's struggling. And if I can help them, alhamdulillah, I can help them. May Allah give us ability to understand, ability to amal, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا